This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Brought to you by FeedWorks USA, supplier of Agolin Ruminant, the only feed additive certified to improve feed efficiency and reduce enteric methane. Learn more at theagolinstory.com.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic today is to look at where milk prices are going to be in 2022 for our dairy farmers. A lot of this information was presented by Dr. Mark Stevenson at the University of Wisconsin Dairy Center. And there's good news, Bill. The good news is the USDA projects that milk prices for 2022 should be over $22 for all milk average, and that's about a 15 or 16% increase from 2019. Now, the bad news, of course, is that certainly everything is going up. For example, feed costs have gone up in roughly about 20% with the higher prices of alfalfa, corn, and soybeans. Gas and diesel up anywhere from 30 to 50%. Labor up 10% for those people that are hiring laborers and trying to retain laborers on their farm. And, of course, the big news is fertilizer, gone up 200 to 300%, which is a huge input cost for our crop farmers that are on dairy farms producing forages for their livestock. So the question is, well, what about this $22 milk? Why has it gone up? And there's some really interesting factors for our listeners to be aware of. For the first time in the last 3 months, cow numbers in the United States have dropped down. Normally, we see a modest increase. In a perfect world, those numbers should stay fairly stable. The reason the cow numbers are down probably is related to tight milk prices we've had in 2021 and, of course, higher feed costs. Also, milk production per cow has dropped down about 3 or 4 pounds if you look at the national average over the last several months. That's probably related, again, to these high feed costs that are occurring here in the United States. And normally, we would expect milk production to go up 1 or 2% annually, and actually this last year it's gone down a half of 1%, so that becomes a big factor as well. States like Pennsylvania down 3.1%, Illinois down 2.7%. Of course, Texas and South Dakota are up at this point. Export is a big factor, Bill, in the program right now. We're exporting 17.5% of our milk solids that leave our shores that are produced by the U.S. dairy farmers. And, of course, that's huge and important to make sure we can market this extra milk as well. Another factor we read about in the news is what we call port congestion. And, of course, if we're going to export dairy products, we have to have containers to be able to ship them back to where this milk is going to be going, such places as China, probably not so much on Mexico, but certainly to the southeastern Asian ports as well. Another factor which makes consumers smile a little bit, and that is the U.S. dollar. It's very strong. Costs more for an export country to buy our dairy products. However, if you're buying your TV from China, then obviously it's going to be a little more cheaper from that aspect as well. The good news, Bill, on this front is that right now we are very competitive, always in powdered milk. We are kind of the low-cost producers of powdered milk, both non-fat and fat-contained milk, and that's below the New Zealand and EU prices. And of course, that makes it very attractive to export to countries that need that milk protein in their diets for their consumers as well. Cheese a bit more competitive at this point and just depends where we're at. And we're kind of on the marketplace on butter. Butter is quite high right now as well. And of course, inflation is going to be a factor because it affects all prices. So our take-home messages are that certainly be well aware that while we may be seeing higher milk prices, our consumers will see that in the shelves are saying 4%. The answer is that farmers also have higher costs that are going up. And be sure our dairy farmers sign up for the Dairy Management Margin Program. That's a real win-win program. Well, that completes our program for today. Thanks. Have a great one.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Feed Forum Friday brought to you by FeedWorks USA, supplier of Agolin Ruminant, the only feed additive certified to improve feed efficiency and reduce enteric methane. Learn more at theagolinstory.com.
People will say dairy farmers should help the planet. We say help yourself first. Introducing Agolin Ruminant from FeedWorks USA, the first and only product certified to improve feed efficiency while reducing enteric methane. Research shows a gain of 50 cents to more than 70 cents per cow per day for the cost of about a nickel per day. That's a return on investment of up to 14 to 1. Proven profits for you while having a positive impact on the environment. It's a win-win. More than 1.5 million dairy cows worldwide are fed Agolin Ruminant. Learn more at theagolinstory.com.
The dairy and futures markets were on a roller coaster this past week, but the market did what it was designed to do, according to StoneX Dairy's Dave Krasowski. He'll talk about it with Lee Milkey on our Milky Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.